KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball play last night, regional girls action in Class 3A saw Red Oak defeat Atlantic in three straight. 25-8, 25-4, and 25-10 were the game scores. Red Oak moving on in the 3A tournament. Also in the 3A tourney last night, Kemper Catholic down East Sac County 3-0. It was Shenandoah over Clarinda 3-0. West Central Valley beats Saydell 3-1. In Class 4A last night, it was Carroll over Denison 3-1. Creston down Glenwood 3-1. And Norwalk beat Winterset 3-0. In Class 5A, Thomas Jefferson advances with a 3-1 win over Sioux City West. All those winners moving on. Now, action continues in the smaller classes tonight. Second round regional volleyball play this evening in Class 1A includes Boyer Valley facing Westwood, Fremont Mills playing Sydney, Arweva battles Woodbine, Stanton playing Bedford, Griswold will play Lennox tonight, Coon Rapids Bayard faces Guthrie Center, and Exira EHK will play Adair Casey. All those matches at 7 o'clock tonight. In Class 2A, the matchups include Tri-Center facing Missouri Valley, South Central Calhoun facing Audubon, Trainer playing IKM Manning, St. Albert against Underwood, and Southwest Valley will face Earlham. That's 2A. All those matchups getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight as well, with the winners advancing in tourney play. Well, the weekly Associated Press High School football poll looks like this. This week in Class 4A, Bettendorf is top-rated again this week with West Des Moines Dowling, Cedar Rapids Washington, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee the top five. Linmar, Ankeny, Ankeny Centennial, Lewis Central, and North Scott the top 10. Lewis Central in at number 9 again. In 3A, Pella is number 1 in the final poll of the regular season with Bishop Heelan Catholic ranked number 2. Solon is 3. Carroll is in at number 4. Dallas Center Grimes remains at number 5 this week. Cedar Rapids Xavier, West Delaware, Humboldt, Carlisle, and Waverly Shellrock finish off this week's 3A top 10. In Class 2A, Clear Lake is number 1 again this week with Spirit Lake, Williamsburg, Sioux Center, and North Fayette the top 5, same as last week. Hampton Dumont, CMB, Cascade, Albia, and Mediapolis are the top 10 in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina remains on top with South Winneshiek, St. Edmund, West Branch, and St. Ansgar the top 5. IKM Manning remains at number 6 this week, followed by West Lyon, North Cedar, Hinton, and then Dyke New Hartford at number 10. In the Class A poll, Logan Magnolia remains the top-rated team this week, with Maquoketa Valley staying put at number 2. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is in at number 3. Pekin is 4. Montezuma is number 5. AGWSR, Nashua Plainfield, Mount Air, Woodbury Central, and Audubon round out the top 10. Audubon cracking the poll for the first time this year. In 8-man, it's Gilbertville Don Bosco number 1, Fremont Mills number 2, Janesville 3rd, Glidden-Ralston is 4th, Elkader Central 5th, Coon Rapids Bayard is in at 6th, followed by HLV, Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth Van Ayrshire, West Bend Mallard, and then Turkey Valley rounding out this week's top 10 in the 8-man poll. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes expects the receiver Jarvis West to be at full strength when the Cyclones host 19th-ranked Oklahoma Saturday. West has been nursing an injured left foot and played sparingly in an October 18th loss at Texas. And his return adds another weapon to the ISU offense.
And a playmaker in maybe a different variation. Some of the things that we do with Jarvis doesn't involve the vertical passing game. It involves the horizontal passing game more. He's a run threat. He's a passing threat, and he's a guy that we can get the ball quickly to and make a team respond east and west to us, more so with some of the other guys that we've had in the lineup.
Iowa State has scored 82 points in the last two games, and a big reason is the play of quarterback Sam Richardson. The junior has 73 completions over the last two games. Rhodes says another factor is the offensive line is giving Richardson time to throw it. A year ago, he spent most of his time trying to avoid the pass rush.
He's not having to do that right now. Have we given up some pressure at the same time? Yeah, but he's navigating that pressure by feel like he should as his eyes remain downfield, getting through his progression, and then running when he has to as opposed to just taking off and running because he wants to. So the O-line is a big piece of that.
Rhodes says it won't be about trying to outscore the Sooners.
It's going to take better defense. To accomplish that. It's not about how many completions or how many points we can score offensively. It's what we can limit them to, in my opinion.
Well, Rhodes says they need to find a way to slow down a Sooner ground game that begins with an outstanding offensive line.
We're not an overly talented NFL draft-ready defensive line. So we can't be stuck in the middle of those guys. We got to get on the edges and take care of gaps, and our linebackers got to be in position to run, hit, and make tackles.
Oklahoma began this season as one of the favorites to reach the first college football playoff, but the Sooners are now a long shot to grab even a share of the Big 12 title following a loss to Kansas State in their last outing.
There's been other years where a team with two losses have shared it, right? So that's not hard to figure out, but we're just trying to win this week, you know, trying to be better.
That's Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, who says the Cyclones are much better than their 2-5 record.
You know, offensively, they moved the football really well, made a lot of big plays there. Defensively, really sound like they always are and always ready to give you some pressure one way or the other. So good team. It's certainly better than what their record is when you look at the tight, you know, some of the tight games that they've lost.
Well, the Sooners are 5-2 heading into that Saturday matchup. Well, the Dallas Cowboys have suffered their first loss since the season opener. Kai Forbath hit a 40-yard field goal with 5:17 gone in overtime before Washington stopped the Cowboys on downs to complete a 20-17 victory at Dallas. Colt McCoy had another impressive showing since becoming the Redskins' quarterback, completing 25 of 30 for 299 yards. He's now 36 of 42 for 427 yards in six quarters since taking over for Kirk Cousins. McCoy also ran for a 7-yard touchdown to cap an 80-yard drive that put Washington up 17-10 in the fourth quarter. But the Cowboys forced overtime with their own 80-yard drive as Brandon Whedon hit Jason Witten for a 25-yard score with 9:27 left in regulation. Whedon was 4 of 6, filling in for Tony Romo, who was injured during a third-quarter sack and didn't return until the final drive of regulation. Dallas scored just 17 points despite DeMarco Murray rolling up 221 total yards. He had 141 on 19 carries and caught four passes for 80 yards. Washington is 3-5 after its second straight win. The Cowboys are now 6-2. Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith played through a sprained throwing shoulder that he sustained just before halftime of Sunday's 34-7 rout of the St. Louis Rams. Smith never mentioned the injury in his postgame remarks, and it wasn't until Chiefs coach Andy Reid brought it up Monday that anybody learned of it outside the Kansas City locker room. Reid said that Smith landed on his shoulder but played through the pain. The game was still very much in the balance when the injury happened, the Chiefs leading just 10-7 at the break. Smith went through a series of examinations on Monday. Reid said the quarterback is tender, and he declined to say whether he will miss any practice time this week. The Chiefs will play the New York Jets on Sunday. New York Jets coach Rex Ryan has announced that quarterback Michael Vick will get the start over Geno Smith in Sunday's game against the Chiefs in Kansas City. Smith threw interceptions on the Jets' first three possessions on Sunday before Vick fumbled twice and was picked off once in a 43-23 loss to Buffalo. The Jets have lost seven straight since a season-opening victory against the winless Oakland Raiders. Well, the Kansas City Royals and the San Francisco Giants are enjoying the final scheduled day off of the Major League season. The two teams flew in from San Francisco and worked out yesterday in preparation of Game 6 at Kansas City Tuesday night. The Giants are one victory away from their third World Series title in 5 years, following another gem thrown by Madison Bumgarner. He tossed the first complete game shutout in a World Series game since 2003, scattering four hits and a 5-0 win over the Royals. Bumgarner is 4-0 with a .29 earned run average lifetime in World Series play. Bumgarner isn't the only Giant enjoying a memorable series. Hunter Pence leads all players with a .474 average, going 9-for-19 with a homer, 5 RBIs, and 6 runs scored. He's had a hand in 10 of the Giants' 27 runs scored in the series. Pablo Sandoval is hitting .364 with 4 RBIs and 22 at-bats, and Brandon Crawford is hitting .333 after going 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs in Sunday's victory. Salvador Perez and Alcides Escobar are the only Royals to hit over .263 and play all 5 games. Perez has a .353 average with a homer and 4 RBIs, while Escobar is hitting .286. Now, the Royals will start 23-year-old rookie Yordano Ventura against Jake Peavy in a rematch of Game 2 starters tonight. The Royals won that game 7-2. Game time just after 7 o'clock this evening. And funeral services are being planned for Oscar Tavares in his hometown in the Dominican Republic following his death in a weekend car crash. The young St. Louis Cardinals prospect is to be buried Tuesday. Among those expected are Cardinals manager Mike Matheny and teammates Yadier Molina and Carlos Martinez. The 22-year-old Tavares was killed along with his 18-year-old girlfriend when his 2014 Chevy Camaro ran off the road. A highway police spokesman says the road was wet from a recent rain, but the cause of the crash is under investigation. An autopsy was done Monday, but results weren't available. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.